So I'm on a vacation in Myrtle Beach with my family. It's me, my mom, my brother, and my sister. And we go to eat at this place called Dixie Stampede. It's one of those places that's like dinner and a show. And so it's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Dixie Stampede is not there anymore. They've renamed it and given it a whole new feel. But at the time when we were going there, I was in high school at the time. It was called Dixie Stampede. And so we go to eat at this place. And we are the first ones there at the door when they get ready to open the door. And as soon as they open the door, the gentleman that works there, who we meet, says, "Come with me. I'm gonna take you to the best table to sit for the pre-show." So he takes us over to this table, which is over by this bar area, sits us down. And as we're waiting for the show to start, there are a lot of people that start lining up behind us and around us as they are trying to place orders to get the drinks that they want to order and everything. And it gets very busy. They were like right next to where we are and all around, because we're at a table that's right near to the bar. So my sister and I, we had been to Dixie Stampede before, and we mentioned to my mom and brother that, hey, we should go sit in the balcony. We had sat in the balcony before, so we should go sit in the balcony this time. And it's gonna be much better. It's gonna be an amazing show. Now, we had only been once before. We'd never sat in the seats that we were in currently, but we just knew it was not all this busyness with all these people around. And so my brother was wanting to stay at the table where we were initially seated. And he said, "No, we should stay here. The guy said that these were the best seats in the house." And we were like, "Yeah, but we could tell that my mom didn't like all of the people that were around at the time." And my brother was like, "Well, it's not going to be like this when the show starts. It's just for right now. We just got to deal with it for right now, and then things will get better." So after much prodding, my sister and I were able to convince my mom that we should move to the balcony. So we all get up from that table and we move up to the balcony. Show starts. Everything's going well. Middle of the show, there's this part of the act where this guy who's riding a horse is looking for a volunteer from the audience, and everybody's jumping up. "Hey, I want to volunteer. Pick me, pick me." They want to come up on stage and be the volunteer to work with the gentleman for the next act that he was going to do. And right before he picks the person that is going to be his volunteer, it hits me, and I'm like, he's going to pick someone from that table that we just got up from. And that's why that gentleman had us sit there, because he knew this is the table you want to be at to get picked and be a part of the show. And sure enough, right after I thought that, he picked someone from that table. But not only did he pick someone from that table, the gentleman that he picked from the table was in the seat that I was sitting in. And I realized I missed my opportunity. That was an opportunity for me to just be picked and be part of the show and have an experience with something that, who knows, I might not ever get that experience again. Definitely not in that location, because like I said, it's changed. There's nowhere like that anymore. But that's what I realized. You know what? I missed that opportunity, because all of these people all around didn't know what the people who worked there knew, which was who was going to be picked and what table they were going to come from. And so everybody was jumping up, raising their hands. And the guy who was picked, because as soon as I realized what was happening before he actually selected the individual that he was going to select, I looked at the table and no one at that table had their hands up. No one at that table was jumping up and down wanting to be that person that was selected to be a part of the show. However, he pointed over and said, "You, I want you, come up with me." And sure enough, we saw him go up and he was part of the act and everything went wonderfully. To this day, and that was decades ago, over 20 years ago, but to this day, that still is something that rings in the back of my mind as to, oh, I wish I had made a different decision. I wish I had not have gotten up from that table and I just would have stayed where I was seated at rather than going to where I thought was going to be a much better place. And so I start off with that story to say, if not now, why? And you might hear, if not now, when? In a lot of the situations in which that saying is used, if not now, if not you, who, if not now, when? I'm saying, if not now, why? Because I want you to get to the root of the reasons as to why you're not doing the things that you want to do now. So I mostly spend a lot of my time, if you follow this channel for any length of time, talking about real estate, but this spans so much bigger than real estate. This is in so many more areas of your life, talking about your dreams, your ambitions, your goals, the things that you have an opportunity to do to not just put your family in a different place, but to help others that are outside of your home as well. And so the biggest thing that I hear over and over and over again when I am talking with people, oftentimes when they're wanting to purchase a home and I'm looking at them for financing and everything, is that I wish I had purchased a home sooner. I wish I had purchased a home back in 2007, 2000, or 2009, 2012. I wish I had purchased a home in 2018, 2019 before the pandemic. There are all these times where people that I am meeting who are first-time home buyers who are thinking back, like, man, I should have done this. I should have purchased a home then. I should have acted on this then. And again, this is so much bigger than just owning a piece of property or some real estate. But we're talking about opportunities that you have in front of you to capitalize and do the things that you want to do in life, but they just pass by. And the things that resonate with me the most are not the opportunities that I took and failed. It's the opportunities that I never took at all. And that's true, not just with me, but with most people, is that the things that will eat at you the most and the things that will just pick at you and bother you and keep coming up again and again and again in your mind, they're not the things that, oh, you know what? I wish I had never done that thing. And yes, you will have those things in life that it's like, you know what, I made a bad decision. I wish I had not done that. But more often than the things you did do eating away at you, it's the things that you did not do that are the things that are really going to eat away at you. It's the opportunities that I didn't take, the things where I knew, you know what, maybe I wasn't going to be the best at it. Maybe I wasn't going to reach the level I wanted to reach, but I could have at least taken the opportunity or try to accomplish what it was that I was really wanting to do. Entrepreneurs, how many people are working jobs currently that they hate right now? And you might be one of those. And you might not even hate your job, but you have something that's on the inside of you. And you just know that, you know what, there's something else I want to do. I like my job. I like the people that I work with, but I just have this desire, this urge to start this business in this particular field that I'm passionate about because I want to help people. I want to get to a place to where I can be free financially, whatever that reason is. There are so many people that are in that space right now, but they never get out of where they currently are to go and pursue the thing that they're really wanting to go after. They instead remain content with the comfortable, knowing when the check's gonna come in, knowing that they've got steady health care and insurance. And yes, it's important to make sure you have a check coming in, especially if you got bills and family. It's important to make sure that the bills get paid and everything, and that you have health insurance because, you know, if something were to pop up, you definitely wanna have the funds and the resources to be able to take care of that. You don't want it to be setting you back tremendously when you have an unfortunate health event that comes up. However, those reasons stop so many people from moving forward in their dreams and their goals. And I believe that at the end of your life, middle of your life, it doesn't even have to be the end. I'm 37 years old right now, and I'm not even at the end of my life. And I still think back to things 20 years ago when I was in high school of, man, I wish I had taken again, the story that I just told you. I wish I had taken the opportunity and did this thing. I heard someone say, not recently, but a while ago, that the graveyard is where you can find the most unused potential that people had to accomplish great things. And I believe it's true. I believe a lot of the things that we have the potential to accomplish on this earth in a mighty way, and some of the things that we're purposed to accomplish and supposed to accomplish, that we were created to accomplish, we never tap into that. We never step into that for fear of failure, for fear of losing what we already have in our hands. Or maybe it's we have a misinterpretation, or maybe we just believe a lie about something that we believe to be true, but it turns out that the grass is actually greener on the other side, but we'll never know that because we'll never actually go to that other side to see. Again, going back to me and this Dixie Stampede, I had already experienced something that I thought was good, and I was like, you know what? This is where it's at. This is the best seat in the house. I had never sat in another seat in this entire thing. I had only been once, but I just knew that this was the best seat because I had been there before and I enjoyed the show from there before, and it was so great. Missed out on an opportunity. Not only did I miss out on an opportunity that was right in my hands, but it was an opportunity that someone who knew better than me led me to, and I gave that up to someone else because I thought I knew what was better for me. And so that's just some of the things I want to leave you with. Again, this playlist with Off the Cuff is just me talking to you freely about some of the things that have just been on my mind or on my heart. And so this was one of the things that has just been resting on me with not letting the things that you're really wanting to accomplish in life slip away. Don't. Whatever it is, whatever the why is that is stopping you from accomplishing what's in your heart to accomplish, what you're passionate about. It could be something as simple as learning to play an instrument, or it could be something as big as becoming a musician and having that be your main thing. It could be something as small as having the courage to talk to that girl that you wanted to talk to, that you might like, or it could be something as big as, you know, a marriage proposal. It's not about the size, it's about you taking the bold step and taking that opportunity to, who knows what happens, take advantage of something that might end up becoming the best decision you ever made, or it could be the biggest thing that slipped through your fingers. But you'll never know until you actually take that step. And trust me, I know from experience, but not just my own, from hearing from the experiences of others, that if you don't at least take that chance on what it is that you want to pursue, that will be the thing that will eat at you years and decades down the road. Not the things that you pursued and failed at, but the things that you never stepped up to pursue at all. So that's what I have for you. Thank you for taking the time to listen and tune in. Drop me a like in the comments below or a comment below, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the next video. Take care. Be blessed.